gonna take your pen, I want one of the ride at least, Eddie.
Just need a fence right here and do it.
Thank you.
Did Miss write? Oh. All right.
Is it turning?
I put mine on. Oh, there's two of them going around.
Oh, one's for the special meeting and the other one's not.
What is it? What do you got, two different?
Which one do you want us to send?
The special meeting one.
Don't they say the same thing?
No.
Where'd the other one come from?
I just printed it.
Special.
Oh, all right. You got trigger happy.
We're back to meeting.
Need the pen again.
All right, we'll call a special meeting to order.
Special pen is not working.
Roll call.
Always.
Roll call, right?
Yeah.
Terry Crawford, he is excused. Randy Klein.
Here.
Andy Agar. Chuck Savage.
Here.
Gary Waldron.
Here.
We have Cora.
Okay, new business.
New business. RFP 11-008 is scheduled for a bid opening a week from today. It was actually extended a week because we've had so many questions on it. We thought it was in the best interest of the respondents that give them a proper amount of time to accurately respond to their own questions. So next Thursday, we'll have a bid opening for the RFP opening. The city manager's office wasn't sure how they wanted the selection committee to be formed when we had our regularly scheduled meeting last month. 3 days after, they figured out that they want somebody from the airport board. They wanted me to pick one of you guys. I said, that's entirely not appropriate. You guys have to nominate somebody that you want to sit and represent the board's interests. So that's why we're here today. The rest of the selection committee is made up of John Zoeller, Bill Stevens, Mark Mondale, myself. They're all city staffers. It'll be someone from the city council, an airport board member, and we've extended an invitation out to Tom Ingram from Gateway Bank. I have not heard from him yet, so they want somebody from the outside citizen to sit on it. So I thought Tom would be a good pick. I'm still waiting here for him.
When would this meeting take place?
It's not, we don't have a schedule on when the selection committee would meet. Figure they would meet about three times. Once to kind of go over everything and establish a shortlist criteria, meet to establish a shortlist, and then meet to conduct interviews. So.
As a member of our voluntary board here, would we have any voting rights? Or are we just on an advisory basis?
The way this is an advisory board, so
right.
You can advise. The gentleman that you choose should represent the board's interests. That person, knowing the different makeup of the board, would represent it as such. Once that selection was made through the selection committee, would then come back to the board as a collective, and I'd present it to you guys.
Well, Terry Crawford said he'd be willing to do it, and I think he'd adequately represent our interests. I agree with that, but we don't even know when the meetings are going to take place. How do we know that Terry would be available for those meetings?
Well, maybe we ought to have an alternate one.
That's not a bad idea. There's seven people sitting on the board. We just can't establish a meeting date and say be there or be square. So it's going to take some coordination to make sure that they can meet appropriately.
Terry does have some conflicts, so if he wants to serve as Terry's alternate, assuming the board is.
Randy, I was wondering if you would.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that very much, but I am just slammed at work. I've got six boards I'm on.
Are we recording this?
So,
did you hit record?
Why don't we nominate Terry to start off?
All right.
You never miss a meeting. The idea is you never know what you're going to get elected for.
Terry Crawford?
Yes.
You have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right, and I guess I could be Terry's alternate if y'all want me to.
All right, I nominate Randy Klein as an alternate for Terry.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
That's all I have.
Glad we came out. Any other business? Any persons wishing to appear? Young man, do you want to appear? All right, okay, motion to adjourn? We have any other business to discuss once we're all together, anything?
Hey, the construction project on the airfield lighting kicked off last night.
Oh, wonderful.
They put 6 lights in last night.
How long will it take to complete the whole project?
50 days on phase 1, 40 days on phase 2, 30 days on phase 3. They're the runway, south taxiway, and then the north taxiway for the.
And all those are going to be done run after, one run after the other?
The meeting is now closed, right?
No, it's not.
No, we're still in.
And when will this whole thing be finished?
My guess is early to midsummer. There's going to be some construction delays due to weather and things like that.
And how much did this whole thing cost?
Total or us?
Yeah, total.
$1.3 million?
Gosh.
How much did it cost us?
Yes.
$32,000.
Not a bad deal. Not a bad deal.
That's why the country's broke, boy.
Exactly.
Of course, that's coming out of the trust fund, isn't it?
It's coming out of the aviation trust fund, which is funded by the aviation taxes and the fuel treaties. So the people that are using the system are paying for these upgrades.
Yep, so they say.
So they say. So they say.
Well, you know, maybe we could report on our meeting.
Yeah, we'll just talk about that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that was good. That's good. I think we'll get our radar. I mean, they were very attentive to that request.
I saw the city council is actually discussing land off the end of the runway, and everybody's talking, but.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's the runway extension.
Right.
I don't know whether any of it's come up.
Well, here's, so many people have different ideas on what to do at the airport, and nobody's actually bothered to read the master plan. And we've already addressed it in the master plan. We've addressed a runway strengthening project, a runway extension, increasing the capacity of the airport from an airport design group 2C to a 4D. And what that means is the 1, 2, 3, and 4 is the size of the aircraft, and the A, B, C, and D is based on your approach speed. Now, a 767 is a 4C aircraft, but a 707, I'm sorry, a DC-8 is a 3D aircraft. So it flies a faster approach, but it's a little bit smaller than the 767. So that's where you come up with the master plan recommending to go to a 4D. D to accommodate the DC-8s, and 4 to accommodate the 767-type aircraft. And that's all scheduled to be on the west side of the runway. The new taxiway on the west side, all the improvements, everything on the west side. And that was kind of the focus, or at least the push that I was trying to lead this group that met with Congressman Stearns' office in that direction. We don't need a runway extension. We can accommodate 767s with what we have right now. It'd help, but we need the strengthening of the runway as well. But I
Are you saying they can't land here now?
They can't land here because of the weight issues. But more specifically, they can't get off the runway safely because our taxiways are too narrow and the signage on the east side is too close. When we had Blue Rain Ranch wanted to bring a 767 in, we looked at how to best get them off the runway. From the outside main tires to the taxiway edge was 7 feet. That's this table. From the bottom of the engine nacelle to the top of the signs was 6 inches, and that was unacceptable because the airplane's going to do this as it's taxiing. And so that was what I was trying to stress at this meeting. We need to strengthen the runway, and we need a mechanism to get the aircraft off the runway before we really start talking about a $10 million extension.
The newer extension is built heavier.
The newer extension is built to our current standards, 225,000. To get to that next higher weight limit, we have to do an environmental assessment, actually, on that, because it's the next level of aircraft to come in. It's a formality, but the FAA is going to want to see it before they can justify
it. Well, I know we have a section of boat handler, but in the time, even the 6-7 years that I've been around, that we put that section on there, and it was upgraded to handle heavier airplanes.
Well, here's the interesting thing. When we did the most recent rehabilitation of the runway, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, when it was completed, we put another 2 inches of asphalt on there. But you can't use that to bump up your weight limit without doing the environmental. But I had our engineers look at it recently, because of all this that's been transpiring. And they said the runway, in its current form, can accept 767s on a limited basis. It will accelerate the wear of the runway. You won't get the lifespan out of it, but you can accommodate them now. And we're talking maybe 500 operations a year, which is not, I don't even think we'd do that if we accommodated 767. So we can do it on a limited basis, but not on the extravagant, 10 operations a day.
Why is anybody even looking at this? I mean,
the focus on Ocala isn't just on the airport, it's the region. It's our proximity to Central Florida, it's our proximity to the highway. It's trying to establish ourselves as a transportation hub, some sort of multimodal, without
container ships. FedEx hub or something.
Yeah, something like that. Something to take advantage of our central location and our ease of distribution with the I-75 being so close. Councilman Owen sat in on this meeting, and he cringes every time he hears that we're the horse capital of the world. He doesn't want us to be known as the horse capital of the world. We sell more in fire trucks than we do in thoroughbreds, I think is what he said. So there's a much larger segment of Ocala that he wants to tap and market and try and push, and that's just part of it. And I think we can do that if we look at the West Side development. I've got some information for Congressman Stearns. I just got that from the control tower people on who to contact, push the radar issue, and get that segment moving. And from the runway expansion and facility expansion needs, I'm moving forward on that. We're going to push for a master plan update for next year. It'll be funded by the FAA. Concurrent to that master plan update will be an environmental to increase the airport design group at the airport.
Can I ask you a question about the strengthening of the runway?
Sure.
I'm naive about this, but don't you make the ends of the runway a lot stronger than the middle? Because that's where the planes are going to be touching down, right?
Not necessarily.
No?
From a design perspective, it's not as easy as that sounds. You almost have to change the base. But when you're paving with asphalt, because the base is the same,
aren't we talking about concrete underneath the asphalt rather than the asphalt?
There is lime rock underneath the asphalt. There's no concrete.
There's no concrete at all?
No, it's 15 inches of lime rock on 4 to 6 inches of asphalt.
And that's all that's necessary, no concrete.
That's all that's there.
I see. But I mean, that's all that would be there if you accommodate a larger plant. What you're saying.
So
what I was getting at is it doesn't seem much point in strengthening the south end of the runway if you're going to extend the runway.
The whole runway would have to be strengthened.
Oh, and what does that entail? Digging up the whole runway and putting down more lime rock?
Well, no, I think we'd have to put more asphalt on top, actually. I think we have to increase the section of the runway through asphalt. It would be way too expensive to mill it all back,
remix it,
and then bring more asphalt in.
How much asphalt are we talking about? 6 inches? 8 inches?
4 to 6 inches.
4 inches. And how much would that cost?
Well, if it was $3 million to put 2 inches down,
gosh, it's hard to believe it costs that much. What's that?
It's all the, if all the environmental studies and the hoops you jump through more than the asphalt. And the buying the land off the, with locating businesses.
Yeah, the land's gonna be very expensive. However, of course, the longer you wait to buy the land, the more expensive it's gonna be.
But I.
The most we can do is a 933-foot extension. And that's to move the threshold 933 feet.
Yeah.
Right now, the threshold's displaced. And with that, you've got 200 feet off the future end, and then I think it's about 1,200 foot of runway protection zone. And RPZ basically would cross over the road, and it would end up in this easement area right here.
So you're.
It's more than, no, it's like 2,500 feet. I'm sorry for the precision.
You wouldn't want to add something to the north side then?
I posed that question to the city manager's office, and they said that they didn't want to do that. They want to focus on the south end. So they.
All right.
I think we do it. I think in the future it's possible, but right now they.
You ready to drop the gavel?
I'm ready to drop the gavel. Any other business? It's not a return. All right. Did you have something? I thought that you couldn't go meetings because you interfered with that other runway.